Blink 182, I miss you. We are Quixie 98.3. It is Brian and Trisha. We have another guest in the studio, Pat Howell from the Baptist Health Hardin Auxiliary. Good morning.
Good morning. It's been a minute since I've been here.
It has been, yes. Yeah. But the last time you were here, you were talking about another sale that was going on, but this time it's a sidewalk sale.
This is a goodie, yeah. It's at Entrance B, or also known as a gift shop entrance, and it starts Friday at 10 and lasts till 5. Everything is 50% off.
Everything
we bring out on that sidewalk is 50% off, and then we come back at 10 on Saturday morning till 1, and everything that's left is 75% off.
Wow.
So don't snooze on Friday waiting for that bargain, because it may not be there on Saturday.
50% off is a great deal.
But 75%, yeah, and it's a lot of things that have been in the gift shop that we might just have one or two left, or she's not going to carry that product again or whatever, so it's a goodie.
You guys always have interesting stuff there. You know, it's gift shop, but it's
boutique.
Also, not just hospital gifts.
That can get both. Can get beautiful horse lamps, because we carry derby things all year long because people visit and want to take something back from Kentucky. But yeah, it's a boutique slash. You can buy combs and brushes and razors and teddy bears for the patients, but you can also buy some really neat gifts.
Yeah,
but,
so if you're shopping, then you could go to the hospital to shop.
Yes.
And you're not going to visit somebody.
The gift shop will be open both days, so you can catch a bargain and then go inside and buy that gift.
So, all right.
Yeah.
So this is happening. This is at Baptist Health Hardin at the hospital.
It is.
And tell us the hours again.
10 to 5 on the 9th, which is Friday, and 10 to 1 on Saturday.
And 50% tomorrow.
It's 50% tomorrow and 75% Saturday. Yeah.
All right.
Come and support us, because we're trying to give some money to that big new medical pavilion in the back.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you.
Yes.
What is this money going towards?
We've made a pretty good size commitment, because we've been part of Hardin Memorial since 55, the Pink Ladies, Stripers, that type of thing. And we want to be a part of this new pavilion with sharing in the cost of the walking garden or serenity wall or benches, trees, that type of thing. So these sales that we have are going into what we call the pledge account. So when you're eventually having surgery at the new medical center, you may look out and see a walking trail, and you help support it by supporting us.
Well, and I love that you guys do that, because it makes it less hospital-like when you have something like that to look at.
Well, we have so many staff that come in to retail therapy. They might buy anything, but they just need to walk around, clear their head. We had one of the chaplains that was with a wife that had to say goodbye to her husband, and they knew it was coming. And you've got to decompress from that. And walking on the Dixie is not a good way to do that.
Right.
So walking in this new pavilion in the trail, or coming down and just get your mind off of things. So, yeah. We love our hospital, and we want to support any way we can.
Well, I appreciate what you guys are doing, and it's kind of behind the scenes work that you guys do, but it's important work.
People don't have any idea we need auxiliary volunteers. So reach out to me, Pat Howell, at the hospital.
Any requirements to be a volunteer, an auxiliary volunteer?
Willing to work 4 or 5 hours a week. That's all we require. We have different stations. Gift shop is one, but ICU, CCU waiting room, the cancer care center. There's lots of opportunity to volunteer and just spend a few hours. You realize your problems are not problems.
Yeah.
When you're in an environment.
Yeah. When you have people volunteering in those different areas, what kind of work are they doing?
Some is escort directional. Like, we cover 10 counties. So somebody from Breckenridge County has no idea where we have labs, where we have the radiology, where IV infusion is. So our volunteers, a lot of them are directional. They will push you in a wheelchair, or they will tell you the elevator. The gift shop, of course, waits on customers. Cancer care waits on the people getting chemo and that type, brings them a pillow, brings them water, a magazine, just anything we can do to make somebody's day a little bit brighter. That's what we want to do.
Pat Howell with the Baptist Health Hardin Auxiliary, thanks so much.
Thank you. Come visit us.
We are Quixie 98.3.